Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
.com.
That's right, 20jeans. .com.
That's the number 20 and then the word jeans. And it's not because you have to buy 20 pairs of jeans. You have to buy 19.
Wow.
That's an absolute minimum.
Whoa.
No, it's called that because jeans start at $20.
That's cheap jeans.
I don't understand why jeans are so expensive. And I guess they don't either because they're selling them for $20.
Yeah.
Jeans are one of those items of clothes that are
the fact that $20 jeans exist now makes me angry.
Yeah, that I've spent over $200 on jeans.
Right.
Because they're just jeans.
I guess that's true.
Should I have not outed myself as someone who's spent over $200 on a pair
regularly
of jeans?
Regularly, too. You buy a pair of jeans every day.
Over $200. So if you go to 20jeans.com, you can get jeans starting at $20, t-shirts starting at $10. You can shop by look. It's high quality, super high quality, responsible manufacturers, and LA-made items. So you can buy them guilt-free. And if you guys do end up going to 20jeans.com and checking them out.
Which you freaking better.
It really would help
the show. We make
the
podcast for free. Do you want us to keep on doing it?
Let's make
our sponsors happy. Is this the way to get
advertised? No,
you
don't yell
at
them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't yell.
Okay, then should I apologize?
Apologize?
How dare you guys make me apologize?
No.
I made a mistake. Yeah.
The sentiment was correct. It is a great way to support the show while, you know, improving your wardrobe for a cheap but high quality options. So check out 20jeans.com. And if you do like what you see and buy something, forward the receipt to us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we will personally thank you next time we plug 20jeans.com.
That's a fun idea.
That's it. That's
I was really afraid you were going to say, send the receipt to us, and we'll personally reimburse you.
I only spend $200 a day on jeans, and I really would like to spend more at this point in time. So, yeah, 20jeans.com. Check them out, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
If I were you, I'd try to walk a mile in your shoes. I do the things that I would never do. That is assuming I was you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was, I think, one of my favorites of always.
Yeah, we'll give you money if you come and perform that for us.
It's so like, what is it about it? It just like,
it's kind of like passionate and passionate. It's like, but it's simple.
Yeah, and it's also like old school.
Yeah,
like it takes me back to a time that I don't even remember.
It's catchy, like boom,
dun, dun, dun. And were you?
And then he also makes his voice sound kind of funny, where he's like, "I would never do." Yeah,
yeah,
it's so cool.
Anyway, that's Alex McGuire, and this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
We asked for theme song submissions, and people sent some great ones in, and Alex was one of them. It was, oh my God, I'm like, I really feel like nostalgic or sad or happy or something.
You're sweating?
And it was like 20 seconds long.
You're flushed right now. I've never seen you like this.
You've never seen me flushed?
Amir's lying on the floor. Just staring at the ceiling.
Holding a microphone on his chest.
shaking his head saying, what was that? I don't know. I loved it, but I don't know if I want to feel this way right now.
I was hit by an emotional Mack truck or something.
I was hypnotized by that song.
I think I really was. It was like a spell. Ah, mercy. All right, so for those of you who are listening for the first time, this is how it goes down. People are in a really, really difficult place in their life. Just like an awful, stuck, in between a rock and a hard place, shitty situation. They're so desperate that they email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
People that aren't qualified to talk about, to give advice at all.
Yeah,
that's how desperate they are.
Because they can't pay a professional to give them actual advice.
No, they want to just get free advice from children.
They want to stop two morons in the street emotionally and just force them to talk about the answer to their questions. And
hi, I'm dumb. I'll talk to you about your problem.
Hell, I'll make fun of you. Will you want to do that? And if you believe it or not, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
We get 50 to 100 submissions a day.
Yes. And these are all coming to our email address, which is ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
And yeah, we read them our favorite questions on the show and we try to give answers. And it's every Monday. And you can listen to it at ifireyoushow.com or at iTunes. Although if you're listening to it, you know how to listen to it.
Yeah, here's... All right, now pay attention, because we're going to tell you exactly how to listen to the podcast. Yeah,
because up until now, you haven't gotten it quite right. You're very lucky, the fact that you're listening to it right
Get
now.
Get a pen and paper, because it gets tricky, okay?
Someone just starts listening to it now.
Ah, whoa.
It worked.
I woke up in a cold sweat.
You missed the greatest song. That's what you've missed so far, is one of our favorite theme song submissions. Other than that, you missed absolutely nothing.
True.
And every one of our emails that we read, we'll read it verbatim, but we'll make up a name to preserve your anonymity. So don't worry, nobody will know that it's you writing. Are you really pissed at us? Because, okay, yeah, people will guess. They can guess by the tone in your email, but, like, I'm not going to change that.
Jesus, relax.
You're still mad at... Okay, so what? I'm not
supposed
to
read
these. Who
are you talking to?
Sorry, I'm having a
conversation. Who is this conversation? Yeah,
it's someone
with
in
who?
My head, I think. That's, pissed that, like, just by reading their emails, we're outing
But it's
them.
Not really happening.
No, it's not, but I can just sense that
so
some
chill.
People are thinking that. Yeah, I'm looking at... I don't know, after that song...
Listen to the song again, though.
Yeah.
I think that song chilled you out.
How are you? I do the thing that I would never do. If only that my were you.
Hashtag dope. That song is hashtag dope.
That song's the personification of hashtag dope.
Or the anti-hashtag dope. We haven't decided yet.
All right. Let's get into it. We haven't that much time. So here we go. This one is from Peter.
Peter.
Peter from Australia writes, "Now, down to the nitty-gritty. Here's the sitch. I was dating this girl a little while ago, and we broke up 2 months before her birthday because I moved to a different state. Now, just before I had left, I bought her a necklace to send her on her birthday. Now I'm sitting here like an idiot with a necklace and not knowing what to do with it. Her birthday's coming up soon. What should I do with it? Should I risk sending it and her not replying or denying it? And me? And having to go to the nearest Starbucks and slit my throat? Ha ha ha. Thanks, Peter."
Why is this a hard... We describe the questions and the problems as people that are in dire, dire need, stuck between a rock and a hard place, and this guy's just holding a necklace that he bought for an... Like, obviously, is this a hard question to answer?
For him, he doesn't quite understand it.
So if you bought a girl, your girlfriend a present, and then she's not your girlfriend anymore...
For 2 months.
She's not your... It's not a present for her.
You bought the present for someone that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. She's a goddamn ghost. And last time I checked, ghosts don't wear necklaces. They'll fall off of her neck.
Actually, I'm writing
right
a pretty chill
her.
Short story about it.
It's called Ghosts Don't Wear Necklaces.
It's the sequel to Ghosts Don't Wear T-shirts, Ghosts Don't Wear Shoes.
Those are always naked. They, by the like the theory of that things just fall off, go through ghosts, they should always be nude.
Or they're always wearing ghost clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
The clothes that they die in.
Yeah, that's true.
But then...
Yeah, you're right. All right. All right, man.
Why are you acting like that?
I don't know what's wrong with my voice, but all right, you got me. Okay, nice one. There you go, Blumenfeld. All right, nice one.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Sometimes I just like to really irritate people's...
I feel like that character is holding a radar gun.
All right.
Come on, red buddy.
You guys can't see what I'm doing with my eyes, but it's really annoying.
It's sort of like the face of a Robert De Niro impression.
No.
With the attitude of a ghost Robert De Niro.
Very well. Yeah, a guy who's like sort of having a clever banter, and then someone called him out for something. It's like, okay, we're done then. You're right. Okay.
It's sort of your You Do You voice.
Yeah. You do you. Y'all do you. That's like half Yoda, half Drake. Drake Yoda. Drake-ta.
Droida. a Google Androida. So is there anything he should do besides not give it to her? Also, I love the phrasing of this. Should I risk sending it and her not replying it? Yeah, that's. I guess that's a risk. Like what?
The lowest stakes ever. Like I'd hate to send this necklace and then not hear anything back.
I don't know if I can handle that risk of not hearing back from my ex-girlfriend who I sent a fucking present to
after we broke up 2 months ago.
Are you really not going to say thank you for this gift?
Give it to someone else.
That's also really weird. Would you like a necklace?
I don't know,
stranger.
Yeah, donate it to Salvation Army.
Do they take jewelry?
Yeah, totally.
Ugh, that's a really sad idea for me.
Did you say ugh?
Yeah.
Like Salvation Army, like poor people shouldn't have jewelry? You ass.
The thought of secondhand jewelry really grosses me out.
Why?
Like wearing a ring that's already been sweated on by another guy for like tens of years.
Ugh. Yeah.
Gross.
No, well, you wash it.
You don't wash jewelry.
Yeah, you can. You can like put it in a pot and boil it or some shit.
Is that true?
I mean, I think so. You can clean it. You can definitely clean jewelry.
Boil it in a pot?
I think you boil shit to clean it. I'll look it up right now.
Boil it in actually miso soup. That's like a really cool technique. You got like a pot of miso soup and you boil a ring in it.
This is a real thing. I'm just going to Google boiled jewelry. Yeah. And it was a suggested search. Boiled jewelry to clean. I wrote boiled J-E and it wrote boiled jewelry to clean.
I guess I'm glad it didn't say boiling Jew.
Boiling water. Many people believe that boiling water is a good way to clean jewelry.
Yeah. .. Those people are 100% wrong.
No, it works.
Yeah, I guess boiling anything would clean it.
Right.
So that's our advice.
Yeah, how did this happen?
So you want to get that
one
ring
mistakes
really
led us here. What mistakes led us to this terrible search on my phone that'll be here forever? And even if I delete my history, it's in the cloud. The NSA is just looking. Someday I might have to answer for that. Boiled jewelry to clean. Some sad, desperate search where like I've soiled jewelry. What do I do, man? Do I fucking boil it? I got a stain on this ring.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud. The fact that I searched that.
Though, sure, you could delete it from the phone, but it'll never go away in your mind.
It's real. It's here.
It's
earlier
branded.
Today, I Googled Mark Paul Gosselaar shirtless. So
your last two searches. You should post that on somewhere, being like, I'm not afraid of... posting my search history. Mark Paul Gosselaar shirtless boiling jewelry. what's the one below that?
I don't even want to tell you guys. It's Rob Thomas.
Shirtless.
Not shirtless, thank God.
Rob Thomas boiling jewelry.
Yeah.
Let me look at mine. Let's see if there's one that's humorously embarrassing. This one's pretty embarrassing, but not really. Bitrate calculator?
That's embarrassing, you loser.
This one's also embarrassing. ESPN.com.
You Googled ESPN.com. I Googled Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mark Paul Gosselaar wife, Mark Paul Gosselaar shirtless, then how to then boil jewelry to clean.
You should learn how to pronounce Mark Paul Gosselaar because it feels like you're guessing.
Mark Paul Gosselaar? Mark Paul Gosselaar? I just want to see his fucking abs. I don't care how to say his goddamn last. Zach Morris dick. Zach Morris dick, huge. Boiling water cleans diamonds.
Boiling water clean Dustin Diamond's dick. You're funny, man. You really are.
Yo, don't like ruin it by saying that.
That was really funny, I think.
Why?
What?
I can't believe I searched this weird shit.
Oh my God.
Don't send her the necklace. Give it away.
You jerk.
Give it away, throw it away.
Boil it away. Boil it until it disintegrates and then drink a glass of hot boiling gold.
Dissolves. Put it in a drawer. It doesn't matter. Just don't give it to her. She's your ex-girlfriend. Don't give her jewelry.
You give her a friggin' explanation, and that's that. Cool. Ah, my face hurts.
It's a good sign.
If I were you, jumping down the things that I can never do. All right, question number two.
The two.
This one comes from Stewie.
Stewie.
Fake now name, real email. So my friend in class bought a new jacket, but it's not a normal jacket. It's the Ryan Gosling jacket from Drive. The awkward thing is, it doesn't really suit him, and a lot of people are making fun of him behind his back, even taking Instagrams of him and hashtagging him. How do I tell him he should stop wearing it without hurting his feelings? Plus, he spent a bad amount of money on it.
What's the hashtag that they're using? I really want to search it.
It's just so sad, this kid. Like, probably, like, it's... I mean, he's the type of kid
Gosling
who would buy
this loser
jacket.
Wannabe. Hashtag Gosling wannabe.
He gets it. Oh. Who is this loser? It can't be me. I'm not a wannabe. I am Gosling, for crying out loud.
He can't really pull it off, or it doesn't really suit him. Like, it only suits Ryan Gosling in Drive, and yeah. Even barely then.
Yeah. It doesn't even suit Ryan Gosling. It suits his character, a fictional character in Drive.
Yeah, I mean, holy
like, Ryan
shit.
Gosling can't. Who can wear that jacket?
No one can
cool?
wear that jacket.
It's like, you want to describe what the jacket is for people who didn't see Drive?
It's like a gold satin jacket with
it's like a white satin
a
jacket
dragon
with a
on it or
gold
something?
A scorpion on the back.
Is that what it... Oh, yeah, that's right. What the fuck? No, you don't...
You can't do that.
It's also, like, so lame, because at least if it were, like, a really unique, weird jacket like that, it's like, oh, that's cool. He got, like, such a... Like, what a bold fashion statement. It's not a bold fashion statement. You're just wearing a weird jacket that you saw someone else in. Like,
cool.
A carbon copy... of Ryan Gosling. At least get your own version of a unique jacket.
Yeah,
right?
That character is cool not because he saw a cooler character wear it in a movie. That character right. is cool because he created a cool jacket from scratch.
Get a black jacket with a spider on it or something.
Just switch it up a little bit.
I mean, holy shit. You can't do that. You can't be like, oh, wow, that's really interesting and unique.
It's mine now.
And now I have one too. And it's... a little less interesting, a little less unique, but still very much, very much intriguing and quite rare, I'll say.
Not a lot of people actually went through the effort of buying the jacket. It's like seeing a guy with a one-of-a-kind tattoo and then getting it yourself. You're devaluing the currency. This is the Bitcoins of jacket. The more you buy, the less they're worth. He's asking. He's not the guy who bought it. The
right.
guy who bought it, we all can agree, shouldn't have bought the jacket.
Yep.
He's saying... how do I tell him that he should stop wearing it without hurting his feelings?
I think honesty is the best policy. Direct, like, hey, man, I think you look cool in the jacket.
You think you look cool in the jacket, and that's about it.
People do not like the jacket. A lot of people are making fun of you. I think.
But what
this
if he's
guy,
like, I don't care what people say about me?
He definitely does. That's why he got this jacket in
isn't,
the first
isn't
place.
Your go-to phrase, you do you?
Yo, do you.
So isn't he
Yo,
doing?
Yo, do you.
This is the
Yo.
Opposite.
Do you? Unless doing you puts you in the Ryan Gosling jacket from Drive.
That's the subtext of yo do you, asterisk. You follow it to the bottom and it says, unless it's talking about wearing the Ryan Gosling jacket. I guess that's not doing him, it's doing someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's doing Ryan Gosling, he's not doing him.
So he's, be yourself, not somebody else.
That's right.
You tell your friend that and be like, you know, a bunch of assholes are like making fun of your jacket. It is kind of lame, maybe you shouldn't wear it.
I think that's the way to do it.
But... is there a way to do it without... maybe he has to have his feelings hurt.
I think, yeah, I think he does. And I think he's going to... it's going to hurt his feelings less if someone tells him what's up rather than, like, letting him find the hashtag. Like, if you're worried about his feelings, you should tell him now before he finds out on his own, and then it's really sad.
But isn't this bad advice because this guy's doing what he wants to do and then he gets picked on and then we're telling him to change? Aren't we the bullies in this situation?
But I feel like he's doing this for the wrong reasons. I guess I'd like to talk to him and be like, are you wearing this jacket because you saw it, loved it, and want the same one? Or are you
yes,
wearing
I'm
it because you thought that like Ryan Gosling looked cool in this movie? You want to be Ryan Gosling so people will think you're cool, so you went out and bought this jacket for a lot of money.
It seems like those are the same thing. He just wants to be cool.
But I feel like... there's a difference between wanting to be cool and like spending money on something you don't need to spend money on and like wanting to be cool but doing it your own way.
So your suggestion is it's fine to want to be cool. Everybody sort of wants to be cool, but there's a better way to go about doing it.
I guess I don't even know, man. I quit.
Oh my God, really?
This question just broke me.
It really did.
It really, I'm done.
Jesus.
I'm fucking...
We almost answered it too. Holy shit. I think you did answer it.
No, I think it's,
What?
I can't even speak.
Yes, you can. You're doing
it. I can't talk right now.
You are talking.
I swear to God, I think I'm like at a goddamn loss for words.
You're definitely not
honestly,
at a loss for words.
It feels like a cat's got my tongue right now.
It does not
it
feel
really
like that.
It really does.
No,
it feels like I can't utter a goddamn peep. I can't make a sound.
You're making sounds. You're making peeps. You're stringing words together and forming sentences.
Yeah, you're just being polite. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I feel like on one hand I have this obligation if I can like influence people to not spend money on stupid products and to try to be cool and like not stay true to themselves and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like just I don't really know what kind of jacket I like, but this one was in a movie, so I'm gonna go buy it. I'm gonna spend a shitload of money. It's so much better to be like, I don't know, just to not let yourself get swept up in that. But then that's also not letting people figure that out on their own.
This guy is really in a predicament over here. Seize the cheese. That doesn't really mean anything here, but...
Go to the website. I guess this... All right, so the name of the show is If I Were You, right?
Yep.
So it doesn't have to be a right answer. This is what I would do in this situation. Okay, so don't judge me if I get it wrong, all right?
Dick.
I think if it's my friend, I say, hey, people are making fun of you. If you want to keep on wearing the jacket, I'm with you, but I just don't want people, like, you're my friend and I don't want people making fun of you behind your back.
Yeah, maybe give him all the information and let him make his own decision. Like, hey, look at this hashtag, Gosling dork, and all these photos of you. Are you okay with this?
Right.
If you are, then I am.
And
if you're not, just letting you know.
And I think you should talk to the hashtag bullies and say, you know what, buds?
This actually is not cool.
This isn't fun, okay? And then you just, yeah, I don't know.
This question really did break you.
I'm not even sure if I can,
Oh my God! No 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 no! If I were you,
I'm back.
All right, sir. We tried. Tell you my advice is to tell your friend. Let him know. You don't have to force him to stop wearing the jacket, but at least give him all the information. Let him make an informed decision.
There it is.
All right. Next question. Totally different side of the world. Let's go to Brian.
Ryan.
My varsity baseball coach wants me to play summer baseball, but I'm already doing summer basketball and football workouts and camps. The baseball coach said it will help my chances of playing varsity next year, and they need me. Should I play summer baseball?
This doesn't count. You don't need advice, you prick. You're perfect.
Here's some advice. Be my friend.
Yeah, you're a three-sport varsity athlete that has your pick of which sport you want to play.
I'm just afraid I won't have time to have sex because I've like maximized my time playing sports.
Yeah.
How am I gonna hook up with chicks?
So I'm already hooking up with the head cheerleader, but like now the prom queen wants to sleep with me too. What do I do?
I'm worried it'll hurt my chances.
Yeah, shit. You don't have a problem. This is what they call like the opposite of a problem.
You say this is a good problem to have?
I don't even think it's a problem to have.
This is a good situation.
Just a good situation to be in. You're so good at sports that three different coaches need you to play on their summer teams.
Is it possible that this person is unattractive? In my mind, he's the best-looking guy in high school.
Yeah.
Three-sport athletes, can they be ugly?
I don't think, like, he's... No.
No.
I don't think they can. Wait, so what a position. Quarterback, if he's going to be quarterback...
Quarterback, quarterback, pitcher...
Right, he's got an arm.
Point guard. Amazing athlete. What are the chances that this guy's very ugly?
Send us a picture of yourself.
Sir,
you're
listening. We want to see a picture. I guess even if his face is unattractive, like an unattractive face on a very athletic body is not even...
True. Well, I mean, he might not have an athletic body.
But he's doing three sports?
I was just kidding. The dude's obviously fucking ripped, cut, stacked. I mean, What?
This guy's jacked, stacked, putting up racks.
Your triceps are probably the size of my fucking legs, dude.
I'd love to know how many dips you do. I'd love to know your max bench.
I won't even ever try it, but I want to know your regimen, okay?
I want to know. I want to know your
I want to know circuit. Your diet. I want to know your regimen. I want to know what kind of clothes you wear, okay?
Are you a tight medium? If you were a large, does it look like a goddamn small? This guy wears the Ryan Gosling jacket and everyone applauds.
The coach is like, hey, play the summer league for baseball. It's going to really help your chance in varsity. We need you. Like, I think you're going to be fine. I think the coach is just like going to let you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you should be like, coach, I'm going to do football practice this summer. And you can suck my dick if you want.
I will suck your dick.
Yes, you will. Now,
I will suck your dick, Brian. Okay.
Get down on both of your knees.
I know.
And tell me that.
I know. Yeah. Two hands. Crank it out.
That's right.
There it is.
Are you an idiot?
Nope.
Say you're a child.
I'm a child.
Say you're
a child, Brian.
Say you're a girl.
I'm a girl. Will you be DH?
What are you?
Will you be the DH too? And I'll say I'm a girl.
I will not do that unless you call your wife right now and let her know
I'll
that you're
call
a girl.
Her. Oh my God! I can't believe Brian's making me do this.
And you are going to do it, right?
Hi, Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte, it's me.
And what are you?
I'm a girl. I'm a girl, and I'm
girl.
Sucking Brian's dick
and you know
right
what?
Now.
I would never fucking play for such a pushover. Later,
that's
dude.
Right when he comes.
That poor coach. Jake, you couldn't see him, but was two-hand cranking throughout that entire bit. A super soft penis. I'm a girl. I really am a girl. I really am. Hello? Yes. I'm a girl. You're a loser. I would never fucking play for you.
Splooge. No! Brian! You...
Damn it, Brian! Christ, man. That's not cool. That really isn't cool, dude. I'm gonna give you one more chance. Go fuck yourself. All right.
Fine.
I will. I really will go fuck myself if you think that's what it'll take. No, this is sort of separate from the baseball deal. I still want you to do it. Absolutely.
I'd like to suck your dick again. Just for me.
You're the coach, I think, now, sir.
You're the coach of me.
You're now my life coach. Oh, mercy. We're having fun.
This
you
is the
are
best.
You're funny to me.
You're funny to me, man.
You really are funny.
You're
to
funny to me too.
I really like doing this.
Yeah. I like doing this.
Like
yeah.
Off the podcast, off the record, completely. Uh-huh. Like you're funny.
You're
like,
funny.
You got,
yeah,
like, good
I'm funny.
Bits
you're funny.
And, like,
I think yeah, you make me laugh off the podcast, off the record. I think you're a good man. And you're a good friend, and I think you're a funny guy too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate.
All right.
It.
I appreciate it. You appreciate it.
I really think. Oh. Yeah, we're lucky to have found each other. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it's fun that we get to like this is work
it's
for
great.
Us. I don't know,
yeah,
in some
this
way
is great.
We're like, yeah,
well, yeah. I mean,
we've like found a passion that we, uh-huh. just doesn't feel like work. And it's,
yeah, it feels like really, pleasure. It feels,
yeah.
it really does. It feels
yeah.
like pleasure, and it's pleasurable to be here with you.
Yeah, and they say if you find a job you love, you don't have to work a day in your life. I really do feel like that.
Yep.
I really
you feel like that. I feel like that.
Yeah,
I feel like the luckiest man in the world that you feel like that because I feel like it too.
I really do. I feel like I can spend the rest of my life with you, and I wouldn't get bored.
Excuse me. The rest of your life?
Jesus, I'm...
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I was just saying that I like to... I like hanging out with you.
I like hanging out with you, too.
But, like, yeah. Even if it lasted maybe for the rest of... what do you think? Well, how long do you think? Jesus?
Absolutely, that's overcommitment. Let's take it day by day, bud.
Day by day... Day by day.
Day by day.
We shouldn't have had 9 drinks before recording this one.
We should have had 10.
Yadio. Let's take a little break, a little reminder. Guys, if you like the show, a great way to support it is by listening to it. So thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, you're killing it right now.
And you guys could email us in at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, or you can... tweet at us at Jake and Amir, and we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Jake and Amir. We read it all. We love it all. We appreciate every and all feedback, especially the constructive criticism, because We like reading it and laughing it and saying how wrong it is.
We'll never change.
Why would we change? We have a freaking perfect game going. Don't talk to us on the seventh inning of a goddamn perfect game.
The pitcher's on the mound. Don't make eye contact, okay?
Exactly. 21 up, 21 down. We got nothing to improve.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You start telling me shit like, being better in this way, start doing this. Like, now that gets into my freaking head and it starts messing with the podcast.
I hate that shit.
I know what's the best for me because I am me. Because I am me. Ass, Dad.
That voice is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Ass, Dad. It's like Tom from Blink-182 as a teenager.
Oh, man.
Leave me alone, Dad.
Shut up, Dad. No, Dad. Dad.
I'm gonna...
It's like... I hate you, Dad.
It's like that. Or a 98-year-old lady.
I hate you, Dad.
I hate you, Dad.
You know what I noticed, like, when we do the podcast, like, when I listen to the podcast sometimes and we're both doing a voice like that, I, like, forget which one of us is talking. Because, like, we both do the same exact...
Oh,
like, if we're doing this voice, you know, like...
we're both doing...
Right now, who's who?
Okay, let's play a little game.
All right. Let's play a game.
So one of us is going to talk on the count of three, and you got to try to guess who it is.
All right.
All right, ready?
One, two, three. Oh, yeah, all right.
Who was that? So, for example, that was Jake, and this is Amir. Or am I lying? Maybe this is Jake talking.
This is Amir now, so...
This is why we need a video version of the podcast.
That's true.
Which we actually have done. If you haven't checked it out, you can go to youtube.com/ifiwereyoushow and you can watch. We recorded an entire episode and posted that online. We're also posting little clips from that episode because they're more digestible, honestly.
Quite.
All right. We're running out of time. Time flies.
Yeah.
So let's get to one last question.
Uno más.
This one comes from another dude. I'm sorry.
Ladies.
Quagmire.
Sorry.
Quagmire writes, giggity giggity. Hey guys, so graduation is coming up Tuesday, and my family really wants to see me walk and graduate, but my super hot girlfriend from college wants to give me a little present at the same time, if you know what I mean. So, should I graduate high school or smash my girlfriend? You insecure ass.
It's so funny because this guy's trying to be as cool as the last guy was.
And he's also trying to be as cool. I guess the theme of this episode is people who are cool, people who are trying to be cool, and just coolness in general.
And then straight up liars. Like this guy, like, hey, my smoke show of a girlfriend is trying to fuck me in a closet before graduation.
Yeah, what does he mean? Like, is trying to give me a little present at the same time, if you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? She wants to fuck you during the graduation?
Just have sex before or after graduation. Yeah. Also, you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, if you did, you know what? People who are in high school that do have super hot girlfriends, you know how they act? They don't email people and say that they have super hot girlfriends because they just already exist.
This guy is just like, he is curled up into a ball listening to this podcast right now.
No!
It didn't work. What was he hoping?
Yeah, let's give him what he's hoping for.
Oh, man, this dude is like, all right.
So we just got an amazing question. This guy's like, okay, should I graduate or should I just get boned by his super hot girlfriend?
Are you kidding me?
Dude,
that's fucking amazing.
This guy's like, honestly, I really want to say his real name. I have to give his fake name. It's Quagmire, but like everyone at school will know who he is.
Dude, he's graduating summa cum laude. Oh, fuck, I lost it.
I know what you're going to say. Graduating summa cum loudly.
Yeah,
because he's getting boned during the graduation.
He's getting summa cum laude, okay?
This guy, I think, is a hero to me. This guy is my dad now. He's my boss. He's my confidant.
He is my coach, my life coach,
my mentor.
And I bet his girlfriend is such a smoke show.
Yeah.
Such a smoke show that you have to pay admission if you want to see the show. Because it's a show of smoke and mirrors. Because guess what they have sex in front of?
A lot of mirrors.
Mirrors are involved.
This guy's
kinky. It's hot. It's awesome.
Should I graduate high school and smash my girlfriend? Dude, you know you're going to smash your girlfriend instead. Graduation is for nerds.
Yeah.
And fucking is for turds. Turds is a cool way cool people talk about cool people.
Totally, dude. You're a turd. Tell all your friends, hey, man, Jake and Amir call me a turd.
So, there's your answer, motherfucker. Or are we the lamest people of all because we're making fun of this high schooler on a podcast?
Huh.
Huh.
I think he's still a loser.
Yeah,
come on.
No, we're not.
No, we're cool.
People who have podcasts aren't lame.
Do you think I'm cool?
Yeah, I think you're cool, dude.
Awesome, man.
And you, what do you think?
I think I'm cool, too.
I really think so. We're both cool. Right. Why would you say,
I think I'm cool.
Yeah, I totally think
And I mean,
cool.
yeah, you, by extension, me? Like, since you hang out with me,
yeah.
You hang out with okay. me, so that makes you, me. That makes me really cool.
That makes you cool, too.
That makes me,
so I guess we're both two cool dudes, So I'll be like, hey, we're cool dudes, and then you just nod or say yes in agreement.
I wouldn't say yes to that. I wouldn't say yes to that, bud. I wouldn't say yes to that, bud. Sorry.
The coolness already went to your head. As someone who you think is cool, I don't know if I could just throw away that label willy-nilly. I feel like that would really compromise some of my
I can't risk it, dude. Look, I appreciate that you called me cool, and you know an hour ago I thought you were cool, but at this point I've been called cool, and I don't want to just... I don't want to lose that.
I don't want to devalue it by just freaking slapping that label on
then everybody's
a generic
cool.
product. And then if everyone's cool, suddenly I'm less cool. So it's not going to happen.
You get it.
Mercy. We are out of time. But
no.
I'm sorry. But we're going to be back next Monday and every Monday. And you can listen to the show at ifiwereyoushow.com or seizethecheese.com. So seize the episodes. Go to Seize the Cheese. I'm so sorry that happened. I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have.
Why?
I ruined it.
No.
Seize the episodes? That's bad. But, like, I was already... There was so much momentum going into the sentence, I couldn't
yeah.
stop it.
No, you're bad.
I am.
You're...
God damn it. Shit.
No, don't try to stop it. Cry, that's yeah. fine. I can tell he's trying to stop the tears. Here they come, though.
Can you finish the show for me, please?
I actually won't. You can talk with your crying voice.
I really do. I deserve to speak through this. yes, that email one last time is at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. You can email us in. We always read every question, but we can't read them all on the show. We just got to choose the best ones. I'm sorry. And t-shirts. Our t-shirts are still available at Busted Tees. You can go to ifiwereyoushow.com to check out what they are. And if you want, that's a great way to support the show because you can purchase a shirt. Let's end the show with another theme song. Guys, if you have any theme song submissions, those are starting to slow down, but keep them coming, and hopefully they can be nearly as good as the one that we played at the beginning of the show that I just want to play again because it's so damn good.
Or because we don't have any songs.
Yeah, exactly right. This is Alex McGuire's If I Were You. Thanks for listening, everyone.
If I were you, I'd try to walk a mile in your shoe. I'd do the things that I would never do. That is assuming